With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some good news for the 40 million or so Americans who rely on food stamps to help get them through the month. Some of those benefits will continue despite the government shutdown.
Two federal judges ruled last week that the government was required to keep the program running. But both rulings gave the administration leeway to either pay for the program entirely or partially. The process of loading SNAP cards, which involves steps by state and federal government agencies and vendors, can take up to 2 weeks in some states. The average monthly benefit is usually about $190 per person. That amount will now be reduced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And earlier, House Speaker Mike Johnson explained why there were some delays in figuring out exactly how the money could or would be distributed.
In layman's terms, it's an extra fund that is there, for example, if you have an unexpected natural occurrence, like a hurricane or something. And SNAP benefits are flowing, but you have a subset of the population that needs additional benefits, then the contingency fund would go. The way we always understood it was the contingency fund could not be used legally if the underlying fund was suspended.
President Trump is threatening Nigeria with military action over the persecution of Christian believers in that country. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Upset with what he calls the mass slaughter of Christians, the president said he's ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria. He wrote on social media that the U.S. may very well go into Nigeria, guns a-blazing, to stop the killing. The president also warned that he will immediately stop all aid and assistance to the West African nation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street near the close, it is a mixed bag, as it has been all day long. Right now, the Dow is down by 227 points, a high-tech NASDAQ up by just more than 100. This is SRN News. The winners of Virginia's House of Delegates election on Tuesday will decide whether a proposed amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution moves forward. Family Foundation President Victoria Cobb says the election is especially consequential because the expansive amendment could bestow a permanent right to unrestricted abortion.
The proposed constitutional amendment would etch into perpetuity the idea that you could have a right to elective abortion up until the moment of birth, provided by an abortionist who may or may not even have to be a doctor, for a young girl who doesn't have to involve her parents at all, and it would likely be in a facility that would have zero medical safety restrictions or standards.
And the new members elected in Virginia will cast decisive votes on the measure when the General Assembly convenes in January. In Virginia, it is the state lawmakers, not the governor, who have the final say on constitutional amendments. This is SRN News. The FDA says drug makers have recalled more than 500,000 bottles of a blood pressure medication, prazosin hydrochloride, over concerns it may include a cancer-causing chemical.
New Jersey-based Teva Pharmaceuticals USA and drug distributor AmerisourceBergen Health Services issued voluntary nationwide recalls early this month of more than 580,000 bottles of various strengths of prazosin capsules, according to the FDA. The FDA said in enforcement orders posted online that it has given the affected lots of drugs a Class 2 risk classification because some of the recalled medication may have nitrosamine immunities that are considered potentially cancer-causing. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
British police said Sunday one of the two men arrested in connection with a mass stabbing attack that spread fear and panic on a London-bound train had been released without charges, and the one person is a heroic member of the railway staff who remains in life-threatening condition. More details at SRNNews.com.